The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 17th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. 6 days later, Jesus took with him Peter and James and his brother John and led them up a high mountain by themselves. And he was transfigured before them, and his face shone like the sun, and his clothes became dazzling white. Suddenly there appeared to them Moses and Elijah talking with Jesus. Then Peter said to him, Lord, it is good for us to be here. If you wish, I will make three dwellings here, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah. While Peter was still speaking, suddenly a bright cloud overshadowed them, and from the cloud a voice said, This is my son, the beloved. With him I am well pleased. Listen to him. When the disciples heard this, they fell to the ground and were overcome by fear. But Jesus came and touched them, saying, Get up and do not be afraid. And when they looked up, they saw no one except Jesus himself alone. As they were coming down the mountain, Jesus ordered them, Tell no one about the vision until after the Son of Man has been raised from the dead. This is the gospel of our Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Please be seated. There are a lot of stories in the Bible about mountaintop experiences. In fact, you may have noticed that mountains were mentioned in all three of our lessons for today. We heard, as Jim read from Exodus, that Moses was on Mount Sinai and the glory of the Lord was revealed to him. It was there that Moses received the Ten Commandments. And then our Episcopal reading referenced the mountaintop experience that I just read for us in the Transfiguration of our Lord. We heard their eyewitness account, or should I say, ear witness account. They heard that, or we heard that Peter and James and John had gone up the mountain with Jesus, and they heard the voice of majestic glory saying, This is my son, my beloved, with whom I am well pleased. And as we just heard, the gospel writer describes this scene with much greater detail, telling us how Jesus took these three disciples and led them up the mountain where he was transfigured, where he was changed. The appearance changed before them, and his face shone like the sun, and his clothes became dazzling white. And then suddenly Moses and Elijah appeared there on the mountain with Jesus. And they were talking together, Jesus, Moses, and Elijah. In the Bible, these appearances, these experiences of majestic glory, these revelations of God's glory, occurred on mountains because our faith ancestors believed that the further up they climbed on top of a mountain, the closer they would be to the celestial heavens, and therefore the closer they would be to the Lord God Almighty, maker of heaven and earth. Today, even non-believers will sometimes describe having a mountaintop experience. And I'm sure you know what is meant by that. In fact, I'm sure many of you have had your own mountaintop experiences. Those experiences may or may not actually happen on a mountain, but it's used to describe a very uplifting experience. Or perhaps a moment in time when you felt as though you were, metaphorically speaking, on top of the mountain. It might be the moment when you knew you had finally met your life partner. It might be that moment that becomes your mountaintop experience. Or the birth of a child or grandchild. Or in my case, a niece or a nephew. That might be your mountaintop experience. Or maybe you have many. It could have been a time when you aced that really difficult final exam, or you landed your dream job. That might have been your mountaintop experience. Or for some of you, it might have been the precise moment you crossed the finish line ahead of the pack. or made the three-pointer right at the buzzer, or caught the pass to score the winning touchdown. Or it may have been when the team you were rooting for won the game, especially if it was a close match like last week's Super Bowl and you happen to be a Chiefs fan. As I was thinking about all these mountaintop experiences, I was reminded of one of my own. Mine wasn't actually merely metaphorical. It included a real mountain. But I hesitated even sharing it because it wasn't one of my finer moments. In fact, it ranks right up there with one of the dumbest things I've ever done. Now, to be honest, there are many dumb things I've done, but I confess I was also old enough to know better. But here goes. As a young adult, I was living in Santa Fe, New Mexico, and I had a mountain bike, and I enjoyed riding that. So on one gorgeous fall day, when the aspens were in their finest glory with their leaves a golden hue, I talked a friend of mine into driving me up, along with my bike, to the Santa Fe ski basin and dropping me off there. My plan was to have my friend meet me at a designated spot down the mountain, down below. So that's what we did. I watched my friend drive off, and I hopped on my bike and started pedaling downhill. Not where the ski slopes are, where they ski in the winter, but on the same hills that the cars drive up and down to get there. And so initially there was that euphoric feeling. I was on a mountaintop, and I could feel the adrenaline rush. My heart was racing, and I could feel the blast of cold air on my face, and my eyes were fixated on the road, but off to my right I could see the bushes and the trees just rushing by. Suddenly, sheer panic set in. I realized I actually had no control of my speed or anything else for that matter, and it occurred to me that at some point I was going to have to come to an abrupt stop. I know I should have thought of that first. I only hoped at that point that it wouldn't result in a crash landing. Well, obviously I survived, but there was a moment when I was sure that I was headed for disaster. And so as I thought about preaching on the transfiguration of Jesus, I couldn't help but begin to wonder if Peter, James, and John might have had a similar panicky feeling during or even following their mountaintop experience. After all, following that initial euphoric feeling of seeing Jesus being transfigured before their very eyes, of seeing his appearance change and his face shining like the sun and his clothes becoming dazzling white. After that, and after seeing Elijah and Moses with Jesus and how they were talking together, and they heard, suddenly were told, a bright cloud overshadowed them, and from the cloud they heard a voice that said, "This is my Son, the Beloved. With him I am well pleased. Listen to him." And then we hear those words, "Immediately they fell to the ground and were overcome by fear." Kind of like when I was racing downhill, there was a moment when I felt overcome with fear. And finally, we heard how they came down from the mountain after Jesus had reached his hand out and said, "Get up, rise up. And do not be afraid. Get up and do not be afraid." After that, they went down the mountain with Jesus, for there was still much that needed to be accomplished for Jesus and for his disciples. It's safe to say they had no idea what they were in for. Surely we all know that what goes up must come down. We know that. And at times we may wish that we could stay on top of the mountain. But we know we can't. We also know that feelings don't last forever. Good, bad, or euphoric. Inevitably, there are times when we will be afraid. And even times when panic may set in. So whenever you find yourself pedaling downhill with the surrounding landscape rushing by, whenever the gentle breeze is replaced by gusts of wind whipping in your face, I encourage you to set your heart and your mind on Jesus. Listen to him. If you find yourself on shaky ground or sinking sand, just imagine Jesus extending his hand toward yours, reaching out to help you get up, rise up. Imagine him saying, "Get up and do not be afraid. Rise up. Fear not. You are mine. I love you." Finally, of this you can be sure. You are not alone on the mountain or in the wilderness, in sleepless nights or really long days. You are never alone. Never alone. In the waters of baptism, you've been sealed by the Holy Spirit and marked with the cross of Christ forever. Listen to him. Remember his promise. "Lo, I am with you always, to the end of the age." And now on this Transfiguration Sunday, let us come down from that metaphoric mountain. Let us leave behind the clutter, the confusion, the isolation, the uncertainty, the doubt, the fear, or whatever else gets in the way, and let us prepare our hearts and our minds for the journey through Lent. That journey that will once again lead us to the cross of Christ and his glorious resurrection. Rise up, O saints of God, and do not be afraid.